This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long. We'll be joined by Steve Geller at 5:45 for our triple option feature. If you're driving on the highway, be careful. Got a lot of people out there hustling and bustling, so just be careful on the road today. We're going to go right off the bat to our talk and text line. You hear him on the LSU Radio Network. Former LSU standout, New Orleans Saints defensive lineman, Marlon Favorite, Big Fave. Big Fave, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hello, somebody. What's up, Mr. Mike, baby? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you, Fave. Fave, right off the bat, I'm going to give you a Saints question first because you keep up with the Saints a lot. But, man, your thoughts on what you've seen over the last month, Tyler Shuck.
I like what I've seen thus far. You could tell he's getting comfortable. And I was just talking with a couple of my friends about this not too long ago. He can see the plays downfield. He stands tall in that pocket, and he's able to feel more comfortable with the playbook and make quicker decisions. And I'm going to be quite frank with you. Since the Miami game, I've really seen that in him. I knew that was going to be the ice of the tip bird to get him going. And I like what I see. You see a mature quarterback. He's a team player, and everyone around him is playing better. That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, for a young quarterback, that's a good point, Fave. You trying to uplift everybody else on that team, and he's doing that. It goes to show you, man, what, you know, you bring in that young quarterback, and, you know, he's batteries on the jumpers on that cable, baby. He gets it going for you because you get the juice going back in the batteries that wasn't there before. You had a dead battery, and
yeah,
he put the cables on it.
and at the same token, this Coach Kellen Moore, being a quarterback-minded guy, he understands, hey, this guy had 5-6 years playing time, been around college football. He's a true COVID baby. So those extra years of maturity kind of help slow the game down for him as well.
I think you talk about underwhelming. I guess that would be the Texas Bowl. You and I got to cover it Saturday. You know, it's part of the job and everything as they play the Houston Cougars. And it means something to Houston. We had on Willie Fritz last night. Boy, he emphasized it, and I heard it in his voice. We've done so many Tulane Tuesdays. I kind of know what he's talking about. He said it means something to us. You know why? It gets us to 10 wins. Fave, I heard what he was saying, that, you know, that's the deal for them. They get to 10 wins, and in the record books 5 years from now, man, what? Houston beat LSU in the Texas Bowl? You kind of forget who was playing and who's not playing, but it just, to me, means so much more for the Cougars than it does for LSU.
It does to a certain extent. I know for Coach Frank Wilson, he wants to finish strong with his team, and this will be his final game coaching. So if there is a bit of motivation on that end, those players are willing to run through the wall for Coach Frank just one more time again. So I do think you may have an LSU that played exceptionally well against Arkansas, and LSU that showed up in some of these games this year when they really needed to show up. You may see that. And at the same token, you look at a Houston team that's going against a LSU. You know, typically LSU is a powerhouse of the P4 teams, and you got an opportunity to legit put up a fight. So I get it. I mean, right now this game does seem like a quiet storm because it's right after the Christmas break. We're used to seeing LSU in a January 1 game at least. You know, it's a game on a Saturday, 2 days after Christmas. We're playing against Houston, so, you know, I guess to the average fan, it's not big as if we're playing against a Georgia or Oklahoma, one of our SEC matchups. But I think for the players, really on both sides of the ball, it really boils down to finishing strong, being able to make a strong push before this portal. A lot of guys are going to be in and out this portal on both teams, so I'm just excited overall for Coach Frank, and hopefully he could go out there and get him one more win with the Tigers.
Fave, this reminds me, it's almost like an actor, okay? I got more eligibility left. Man, I need to hit big and off Broadway because I know Broadway going to offer me a job if I play well in these bowl games. And I think, you know, for some people, they don't quite get it. Oh, you know, they're not motivated or anything else. What? If you got eligibility or if you think you can play at the NFL level, man, I ain't putting on no bad tape. I want to look good in front of everybody. And I think it's another element of the changing world of college athletics.
No doubt it is. You do have to look at, and this kind of does save us in a time where, you know, we're losing a lot of players to the declaring for the draft and, you know, this isn't a college football playoff game, so I'm not really interested in really putting up my – I'm going to sit out the bowl game. But for both of these teams, it means a lot. You're putting on your resume for the new coach that's coming here, Coach Kiffin. At the same token, you are still in a situation to where you do want to make sure this last tape is a good impression. A lot of guys – who didn't get plenty of playing time during the season will have an opportunity to show and prove what they could do. So I'm looking forward to the game. Coach Fritz is a guy that coached down here a while, Tulane here in New Orleans, so I know he's excited to go against a Louisiana team. And to me, an exciting bowl in regards for the players who are trying to prove something.
You know, Big Fave, it was interesting when we were talking with Coach Fritz on Monday. He had talked about the one thing that stands out about this LSU team is the size. And he compared it to when he was on the sideline for the Miami versus Texas A&M matchup in the college football playoff. Both teams have great size, great athletes, and that they don't really see that every week in the Big 12. He said Texas Tech's a different monster. The 4-seed, the Big 12 champion, they got plenty of size on that roster. But, you know, the matchup between LSU and Houston and the difference between the SEC and the Big 12, he said it's kind of stark as far as the size comparison goes.
No doubt. You get a different quality of player. I mean, you're an SEC team, anybody, whether it's Arkansas, whether it's a team like Kentucky who's struggling right now. You have access to different recruits when you play against bigger P4 teams. Well, here's a team who's basically just transitioning from a G5 to P4 in the Big 12 now in Houston. So for them, it's going to take a minute for Coach Fritz. This game is important for him for recruiting. If you could go out there and make an upset with LSU, It's an upset. I don't care if it's a 7-5 LSU or a 10-winning team LSU. It's an upset if you lose to a team like Houston, if you're LSU. And you can go out there, that helps in recruiting. That helps you get bigger guys, helps you perform better in the portal as well.
Fave, I didn't think you and I lived long enough to see an LSU team that couldn't run the ball. And then I watch Alabama. They can't run the damn ball either. You look at the size of the linemen today, they gargantuan up front along the offensive line, both teams, but they can't run the ball. That I think there's some undercut here on, I think, because you also part of teaching young men techniques and the physicality part of the game. Fave, has that part kind of got lost a little bit in the shuffle because we so concerned about the pitch and catch part of the game, and where LSU, they can't move anybody off the line of scrimmage. And now watch Alabama. Now Oklahoma's good up front, but they ain't that good. Alabama couldn't run the ball at all throughout the season. And I didn't think I'd live long enough to see that Alabama and LSU, that used to be the strength of their football team, being able to run the football. I don't care if you stack the line. This, I think, has some roots also in what's being taught at the lower levels, even beyond, even lower than, say, at the high school level.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on. And actually, when I get off with you guys, I'm dropping MJ off at basketball practice, and I have to go do a holiday group this evening over at the training. It's funny you say that, because that's something, and that really keeps us in business over at Concord, being able to train these young offensive linemen, defensive linemen. I also have a two-time national champion, Carnell Stewart. He's out there helping train the guys with me, as well as Drake Nevis. And you know, these, we have a couple of more coaches that work with us. We're trying to keep that cloth alive, right? The techniques that we teach, you think of greats like my mentor, Coach Pete Jenkins, and guys like Coach Carl Dunbar, Jimmy Brumbar, Bo Davis. Either go down the lineage of coaches that I've worked with, whether as a player or, you know, just sharpening my skills as a trainer. That matters, and you see it, because what happens, and you know, not to get too long in the conversation, college football coaches, they go off potential. You know, what player is 6 foot forever and 300 plus pounds will work with them? Well, that kid in this day and age, they can learn the technique and get out. Well, I don't need that right now. I'm going to go get this $1 million contract, and then the technique and all of those things could just come a little later. So, you know, I do appreciate guys that fly under the radar, and they're able to not only perform well and catch the attention of some of these coaches, but they have longer careers.
Final question for you. You've been around here long enough. Have you seen a high school football team as talented as what you saw this year at Edna Carr with Bryce Brown and company? Man, to see that on a schedule, and you, what, if we close, we lucky. I mean, it ain't about winning, but man, Fave, that you talk about a juggernaut team. What you saw in 2025 from Edna Carr was unbelievable, and it continues that ride that they've had that's just been unbelievable in the West Bank.
We talked about it on Inside the Trenches podcast, and I'm happy to talk about it again. I'm very proud because, you know, I'm class of 2004, and that's all the guys I played against high school football. I always mess with Coach Bryce, and I always mess with Coach Jaluk when they come down. Me and Coach Hank, we're at West Jeff, we beat those guys 55-0. They never wore those jerseys again. But that's a call team that's long and gone up. What Coach Jaluk started it, and what Coach Bryce just really took to an entire and different level is unseen. I mean, I can reach back to some of those John Era football teams that had, like, Ulysses Odoms and Bruce Petty, and you had just Thaddeus Washingtons of the world. You had big-time players, but this consistent, this long, 15, maybe St. Aug 2013 season with Leonard Fournette and all those guys, I think it might have been like 10 of them that signed. His car team might have had 15. I've never seen it before. So I have to tilt my hat to Coach Bryce and that Aetna Carr football team, because what we've witnessed here in the last 2 years, I don't think we've seen it before.
Pave, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Now, we'll leave you on this note. I thought about you when I heard Bryce Brown tell this to Richard Anderson. Man, you look sharp in that that suit you got. I didn't think they made it that big.
Hello, somebody. Hey, that big boy can move, man.
Oh, he can.
He sure can. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, man.
Y'all take care. Happy holidays,
fellas.
Thanks, Big Fan. All righty. Thank you. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. Hey, can the Pelicans make it 6 in a row? It's going to be kind of a far jump tonight, jumping the ditch as they play the Cleveland Cavaliers. You can hear pregame of the Cavaliers Pelicans tonight starting at 6 o'clock, and then tip-off for the Cavaliers and the Pelicans is at 6:30 right here on the Big 870 WWL. We believe in the power of everywhere. Listen to WWL anywhere, anytime. Get the WWL shows you love, like Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell Norman, Scoot, all of us here at Sports Talk, plus the local content you crave on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn app. We're everywhere you are. We'll be back, and we'll have on with us the legendary man himself. Pete Jenkins joins us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long. And on our talking text line, it's only one. He's one of one, the legendary Pete Jenkins. Pete, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it, Mike. I'm happy to do it. One of one. I don't know.
One of one, babe. You that. I was telling this to Charlie off the air. I'll ask you about LSU's new defensive line coach, Sterling Lucas. And I was telling Charlie, Pete's like J. Edgar Hoover when he used to run the FBI. He got files on everybody. So if people of another generation, they get it real good about what that means. But, Coach, I'm going to ask you about your thoughts on LSU's new basically he's coaching the defensive tackle, Sterling Lucas, because I know you can tell me a lot about Kevin Peoples.
Yes, I can. I go way, way back with Kevin Peoples. Yeah, a really good football coach. A even better person and an outstanding recruiter. Yeah, he's good. We lucky to have him. We really are.
But give us your thoughts on Sterling Lucas from South Carolina.
Okay, so Mike, you know how I in the winter do I work colleges. People, you know, hire me to come in and work. And South Carolina was on my I worked there 3 years, three springs. So I'm there 5 days, five nights. And it's normally during spring practice. So I am familiar with Sterling, and I like him as a really nice guy, really good sense of humor, quick laugh, I enjoyed being around him. Really bright young man, and I thought he was a hard worker. And from what I understand, he does a really good job recruiting. Now he was coaching those 3 years. It's funny because he was coaching the outside backers, and a boy named Jimmy Lindsay. Do you remember him, Mike, coming to LSU?
I do remember. Then he had a health issue.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's him. He's going to be on TV tonight. He's at Western Kentucky now. It's where he is. But he came to LSU and unfortunately got sick and had a really severe problem, but came out of it really, you know, was really a blessing the way he came out of it. But anyways, Jimmy was a defensive tackle coach and everything at South Carolina. And Sterling coached the outside backers. But in all the meetings and everything I was in, Sterling was always in there. I like him, and I think he's a fine young man. I really do. I think he'll do a good job for LSU.
Coach, we haven't had you on since the hire, and I thought I'd go to you for this because you've been to LSU a few times, so to speak, coming and going. You sort of stop and to go five times, so it's one of those deals. But I think sometimes we don't get sometimes the fit of a coach. And Coach Saban, yeah. I think no matter where he goes, you know, he would have won. I mean, as just, but he's unique. Yeah. He's the unicorn that could do that. But he didn't win big at Michigan State. He won there, but he didn't. He wasn't a major guy there. And then he comes to LSU, and my God, I mean, he took a middle of the road team in the SEC to the highest level. And what he did to restore Alabama back. Your thoughts on the fit with Lane Kiffin? I know that there's some connections, and I know you know Coach Kiffin. Yeah. But your thoughts on, to me, the bigger part about it, the fit of him at LSU. And this isn't the same as you going to Ole Miss, okay? The expectations were, man, just get us some winning seasons, get us to bowl games. At LSU, man, what? I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah.
You better win, and you better get us SEC championships, and you better get us into the top 12 and a national championship.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right, Mike. You really are. So I know Kiffin. You know, I've known him for some time. Remember back when he was at USC? And it was all over the country. You remember the deal where he got fired on the tarmac?
On the tarmac,
I mean, you know, I've heard of a lot of things. I think that's the first time I've heard of that one. But they fired him on the damn tarmac and everything. And as you'll remember, Mike, Ed Ogeron was the interim coach.
Yep, sure enough.
And Ed brought me the Southern Cal. That at that time. So I had met Lane before, but I didn't really know him. But he was kind of coming, he was kind of going out the back door, and I was coming in the front door at Southern Cal. It was a team in a little bit disarray, to tell you the truth. I think Ed Ogeron never, ever got the credit, Mike, that he deserved. What he did at Southern Cal, in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of people who were close to the program, they really should have hired Ed. The kids at Southern Cal loved Ed. You know, he was a recruiting coordinator, and he knew all those kids. He had a hand in recruiting all of them because he was in charge of recruiting, and, you know, Ed does a great job of that and loves to do it. I mean, it's one of the pleasures he gets out of the game. He really does a great job at it, and he loves doing it. Anyways, the next time that I made contact with Lane was at Alabama. And you remember, I was there 2-3 times a year when Coach Saban was at Alabama and everything. So, you know, my feelings on him as a football coach. And there's one game, Mike, in my mind. I might have – it seems like we've talked about this before, but 2016, we played Alabama in Tiger Stadium. And that thing was nothing to nothing for about 56 minutes or something. You remember that game?
I mean, I remember that. It ended in the third quarter, 0-0.
Yeah.
And everybody, all the Alabama people around me was, man – what the hell's happening here?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Jalen Hurts, two big plays.
Down. He sprinted to his right, and he saw that we were in man under, which means that those they got their backs to the quarterback. They're running with man, and Jalen, like he does it now too. He saw it and pulled the ball down and ran for the touchdown, and then we had to go for it on fourth down deep in our territory and didn't make it, and they kicked the field goal, won the game 10-0. Now, you know, being a defensive football coach, that's one of the – that game is really predominant in my memory and everything. A lot of probably a lot of the fans would love to see more scoring or whatever than that. But it was an unbelievable game. And being on the phones with Dave Aranda, who I think all the Tiger fans would say this to you, that, and I think you would agree with this, Dave Aranda was a really smart defensive football coach. He was a quiet guy, very soft-spoken and everything, but a very analytical guy. And I'll tell you, Mike, seeing in that game, being a part of that thing and listening to Dave and us making adjustments on defense and everything, it was like a damn two chess masters playing. I mean, Kiffin called a hell of a game. And every time we would counter something, Kiffin came back with something else. And Dave would get, it was so interesting, Mike, to hear those two guys to realize what was going on and see what was, it was really interesting for me. It was quite a game. But I really respect Kiffin as a play caller and as an offensive football coach. I think he's very, very bright. He does a good job. And evidently does a good job with quarterbacks, too. I mean, he's always put a good quarterback on the field. You said it, okay? You said it. I sometimes I think we don't consider the fit. And you know, for me and you talking on a personal basis, I liked Coach Kelly. Coach Kelly was really good to me. When he brought me back in 2023, I couldn't ask for anybody to be better. But I knew at that very time that, you know, that was not a real good fit for LSU. I don't think it was a bad football coach. It just wasn't a good marriage, you know. And I think you've got a good question there when you ask me about Kiffin, and I really don't know the answer. Now, I know LSU just like you do. And I've been there with six different head coaches. And they say, yeah, six different head coaches. And I've seen people who fit and people who didn't fit and things like that. But Saban fit it perfectly because Saban can be anybody you want him to be, really. I mean, they used to say in the Big Ten, when I was at the Eagles, the head guy of the Big Ten Officials Association used to tell me, Saban can be anybody from Mickey Mouse to Adolf Hitler, whoever who you want him to be in between that. that's a pretty good wide. And that's a quote from the Big Ten, the head of the Officials Association in the Big Ten. But, you know, I knew people were going to like Coach Saban. I told him one day, Mike, right after he came, we were in a car together recruiting, and I said, Coach, people in Louisiana are going to like you. And he said, why you say that, Pete? I said, well, because you ain't got no BS with you. You're going to tell them like it is. And on top of that, you're going to win and win big. And that's the way it turned out. That's the way it turned out. I kind of felt that with that at that time. It'll be interesting to see how Kiffin does. I do think this, Mike, watching him on TV, not being around him, but just watching him on TV, I feel like that he's matured in the business just by his actions at Ole Miss. And that's probably a good thing. He's going to need that at LSU. And, you know, they paid him so much money, they got to help him win every way they possibly can. And that's the position you want to be in as a head coach. But it's going to be interesting. And I do have a lot of respect for him, you know, with his knowledge of offense. So I'll hush now. I'm sorry. It took so long.
That's all right. A guy you know real well, Dan Lanning at Oregon.
Yeah.
Man, Pete, that surprised me that James Madison was able to put up that many points. And, again, it was sort of late in the game and everything, but still – it sort of sticks out at me. I don't know how much you've watched of Texas Tech this year, but
I got a boy that studies with me that's a defensive end coach at Texas Tech.
Okay,
you know
all
that's
I know is
one of those fouls, FBI fouls that I keep.
Okay, I got you. But when you step in the ring with them, you better be ready to play because Texas Tech feels disrespected at this point. They are playing with a chip on their shoulder. Man, Oregon, that don't mean nothing to us. But you've spent some time at Oregon working with the defensive linemen.
I think
that matchup, Pete, is the most intriguing matchup to see kind of how that plays out with Texas Tech.
I don't believe, Mike, that Oregon is as strong as they have been the last couple of years. They don't look to me to be quite as good as they have been the last couple of years, okay? Now, there's another thing there, too. You know, both coordinators have taken head jobs. And, you can say it's the same, but having been there and done that, it's not the same. You know, when you take another job, your heart kind of goes there. Now, I don't mean that they're not working hard or whatever, but when you lose your offensive and defensive coordinator and you're still in, you know, that's a hard thing, boy, it really is. And I don't know how much effect that's had on them, but the defensive coordinator's been there with Dan since day one, and he took the Cal Berkeley job. That's where he played, and that he took that head job, and he's taken two or three guys with him. I don't believe it's quite what it was as far as everybody pulling the rope in the same direction. Because you can say, I'm going to be loyal and do that, but your mind, part of your mind and your heart's in Berkeley at your new job. I don't care I know that to be a fact.
I agree. Coach, last question for you is, have you seen anything like what happened with Alabama? We've covered a lot of games. And, man, Oklahoma's at home. Man, that crowd is loud. They are into it. They jump on Bama 17-0. And then the backdrop of Kalen DeBoer possibly leaving, which I never felt – he probably wasn't going to go. But the agent puts that out to get him more money at Alabama. That's just the way the games play today. And then to see the Crimson Tide on a couple plays, they get back into it 17-7. Mateer gets away from a heavy rush. He could have run for the first down, but the running back's wide open. He throws it, and it hits him in a bad spot, right between the hands, and he drops it. And then the punter, who had been so good, he fumbles the punt up, and then all of a sudden, you got hit with the Crimson Tide. And the tsunami hit, and all the momentum they had built lost.
What about the interception?
Yes.
The corner squatted, and the boy kept running. Mateer throws the ball to an Alabama kid. The guy, it was in cover two. The receiver was open down the field. And he throws the ball right to the corner who squatted. You remember the answer?
I do remember it, yes.
It's him right between the numbers. I don't know. I do know this, Mike. I do know this. It is really hard to beat a team twice. It's really hard. And they're going through that at Georgia right now. You're almost better if you've lost to them and you got to play them twice. Than if you beat them and got to play them twice. It's really hard, man, to beat a really good. Hey, I'm telling you now, I know Georgia's sweating that thing. Because
I agree.
You remember that? Yeah, heck yeah, man.
Coach, I think Ole Miss has got more than a puncher's chance against Georgia because, man, that quarterback and that offense is going to put up points and basically say, you stick with us. You score point for point with me.
When Georgia and Alabama, Georgia and Ole Miss were playing in the regular season, I told my wife, I said, I'm afraid Georgia's going to lose this ball game. I said, they can't match points with Ole Miss. But that particular day, they did that. You remember, it was a track meet up and down the damn field, I just don't think Georgia's that good on offense. Now, if Ole Miss was really a good defensive football team, they're an okay defensive football team. But if they were really a good defensive football team, they'd be hard as hell for anybody to beat.
Coach, I agree with you. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Always love when you come on. Great insights, bud. I appreciate
it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. That was the legendary Pete Jenkins, greatest defensive line coach ever. You just heard him here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one, want to thank Marlon Favorite, former LSU and Saints defensive tackle. Now you can hear him on the LSU radio network. And the legendary Pete Jenkins for joining us in hour number one. Hour number two, Mark Schlereth will join us at 5:20. More sports talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.